Hi and welcome. This is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, where your passion meets God's purpose. I believe God created you for a purpose. So why not purposefully live every day of your life by embracing your uniqueness and walking in the fullness of who Christ created you to be? Hi guys, it's Latrice Bartley with Purposefully Living. Listen, I just wanted to just talk to you for a few minutes. I know I have been missing. I apologize. I am going to include a link. If you click in this podcast and click the link, it's going to take you to the YouTube channel. If you are not subscribed, please subscribe so you can get notification when new videos come out. I have been having some problems getting some of the videos that I've recorded on the podcast. I know we had a little bit of a switch over from to Spotify, which is great, but I'm just having some kinks. And so I wanted to make sure that you were notified that I did put up a video this Wednesday. And in that video, I kind of give some housekeeping. So I don't want to, if I could say, be redundant with the information, but I'm going to include the link, but I really, really want you to watch that video. I gave special thanks to all of you who have supported me through the anthology that I participated on. And you'll hear some more on that video that I am working on my solo project, hopefully to be out very soon by the end of the year, my own book. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that this video is very, very important to me. And I'm asking that you just take a moment to watch it. Also, as I mentioned in the video, in October will be a very special month because one of my close friends, she's like a big sister to me. I've known her for over 20 years. We will be using this month's, October to minister to wives and even those that maybe, you know, you want to be a wife. Maybe you're in transition. Maybe you've went through a divorce. You want to be remarried. Maybe you're single or you're engaged right now. But especially to wives. The part that I wrote in the anthology is called Help Me, but God has really, this is ministry to Celeste and I, and that is my close friend who will be partnering. We're collaborating on a couple of things that God has put in our heart. She is a phenomenal woman, first lady of her ministry. But it's not even about that. We just want to provide a safe place. That's something that God just put in both of us, individually. And we have been doing this for so long. And so we are kind of calling it, I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we both love tea. And so we just want you to grab your mug and know that it's a safe place, right? It's a safe place. We have seen the hand of God in our marriages, and we know that right now it is a time to fight for your family, not just fight for your marriage. Fight for your family, fight for your husbands, fight for your children, fight for your mind. It is a fight. Why? Because Jesus is coming back. And I have a joke that I say to one of my best friends. We talk about how you can almost, in the spirit, we feel like if you've ever seen one of those Lifetime movies, I don't watch Lifetime, but I used to watch it, and it used to annoy me because the things that the people would do in the moment, it's like, why are you going in that door? You know, the person, you know, it's just like you get mad, right? And so we said, you know, it's like the person is coming to them with a gun and they're throwing like a clipper or a brush. And it's like, what is that going to do? So anyway, Lifetime, just, it took me there mentally. I couldn't do it. But in the spirit, we have a joke because I'm like, he's throwing stuff again. You know, it's just like in the spirit, I feel like he's just throwing whatever, you know, it's like, let me see what can hit her, what can stick, right? And so I'm sorry, my sinuses are just all over the place this morning. But, you know, we really, really want to provide a safe place because we understand as wives what it looks like to not just, you know, wear these multiple hats. And the reality is, you know, try to really make sure that communication is flowing and that we are that place that our husband needs, so even a safe place for them, right? But sometimes we have to be reminded that we have to allow God to prepare that place, right? To prepare us. And there is a way to fight our battles. And it's not always, you know, with our words, right? And so we just want to share with you. Honestly, we're just two girls around the corner. That's how we want you to look at it. We're sharing wisdom that the Holy Spirit has, you know, just allowed us to be revealed through us. That's what I want to say, revealed through us. We have, in studying God's words, just fell on so many jewels and nuggets that we want to share with you. And then honestly share some mistakes we've made and pray that you don't make the same mistakes, or maybe you can relate and you're right there in that season and we can help pull you out. But ultimately what we're hoping to be is a safe place, because we also know that when we struggle alone, right, the enemy wants you to isolate because it's a sneak attack. He wants to make you feel like you're the only one going through that thing. And he's a liar. He is a liar. He wants to make you feel like, for someone to know that you're dealing with that issue, it's embarrassing and it's going to look like this and it's going to, and they're going to think that. But what he doesn't want you to know is that you have a sister that has went through that and is on the winning side. That sister will reach out a hand and pull you out. That sister will pray for you and intercede on your behalf. That sister will encourage you. And so we want to be those two sisters to let you know that you're not standing alone, that we have been there. We're still fighting, because guess what? Until God calls us home, we're fighting. We're covering our children. We're praying for purity and keeping our children pure, our husbands, ourselves pure. We're praying for healing in our spirit, soul, and body. We're seeking and we're fighting, you know, we're fighting with the word of God. And so we're here to just be that safe place. And to just share how we have seen the hand of God in our marriage, and hope that in something that we share each week with you, it encourages you how to fight wisely, but to know that you're not alone. You don't have to suffer in silence, that it's okay. And we understand that marriage is such a vulnerable place, right? It is a very delicate topic, right? Because the reality is, when you're talking about marriage, it's almost like asking someone their favorite food or their favorite color. I mean, the answer could be, you know, endless, right? There's no wrong answer. And how people run, if I could say, their marriage or roles and responsibilities, you know, that's to each household. We're not here to discuss that. What we do believe is there is a template. There is a purpose for marriage. God outlines that in the word of God. And sometimes we just don't know, right? And so we want to share some of those truths with you. We want to dive into what has helped me, right? Where did that come from? Communication, covenant, commitment, the influence of a woman, how we fight, right? What does it mean to be the support? So listen, we're just going to share the tea. We're going to drink some tea and share the tea. And we're here to just sharpen iron. You know, we don't want you to feel any kind of way. Even if you gain truths, maybe you're not there. It's okay. You know, we want you to know that God is mindful of you, that he would allow us to do this time of teaching and encouragement, because he was thinking about you. So there's nothing that you need to be feeling ashamed about. And as I mentioned on a video, I don't want to give too much because again, I am going to talk about it on a video, but I did include a number, I'm sorry, not a number, an email, info@latricebartley.com. So if you want to send an email of prayer, you may send it there. And Celeste and I will be praying and covering you through. Please know anything that you email there is confidential. So feel free to, during that time, I will definitely be reading them and we will be praying over anything that's sent in. Okay. So I wanted to make you aware that in October, you can expect to hear those pre-recorded videos from Celeste and I. Also, as I mentioned on the video, you will hear those, but you will not see any lives, okay? Because I'm kind of taking away, I'm shutting down from social media, just taking some time as we're getting towards the end of the year to get before God. And that's really, really important to me for you. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't take it lightly that you take even 15 minutes out of your day to listen to me. I don't get on here to ramble. I don't get on here to just, you know, say what I want to say, but I really do ask God, what would he have me in this season to say to you? And so it's really time for me as I'm working on some projects, and you'll hear about those on the videos, to just be quiet for a minute. And so I will be very prayerful after the series for the wives that goes out. Or though potential wives, you will see featured a video. Please watch it. I'm not just randomly saying, oh, I got content, I'll just throw them something. I have prayed and said, Lord, show me which video should I feature. So please know I'm praying and I'm submitting what I feel like he's leading. And sometimes we just need to be reminded, right? We need to hit that recall button. So though it's an old video or something that maybe I've recorded, you know, depending on when what video it is, a year or 2 years, but God's word is timeless, right? And so it just may be the thing that you need. So I encourage you to watch it. But you will see it featured and out on the YouTube channel, and I'll do the same for the podcast. Okay. Love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for just being with me. I don't take it for granted that you take time out to listen to me. Okay. So I'm going to put the link in. Click that link, watch that video to hear the message that I believe God wanted me to share with you all. And I know that October is going to be a great month. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.